This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting from the Undisclosed Bunker Studios in the hottest city in America, it's the Steve Sanchez Show.
Donald Trump, nationalism, Hillary Clinton, new world order globalism.
The most exciting talk radio.
Now it's time for the American people to take back their future.
Friends, wake the heck up.
This is the best talk show I've ever heard in my life.
Brace yourself, because here he is now, with a Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other. Your host, Steve Sanchez.
Thank you, Greg Gehringer. Hour number two. Glad to be hanging out with you Sunday night. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh in on the conversation. 1-877-497-8383. Phone lines are open once again, and I'll jump right back to the calls here in just a second. You know, we've been talking about in the first hour what we've seen, how the breakdown in America, how we see America being indoctrinated from our public schools during the white privilege rant that this little kid had to the shootings in Baton Rouge. And we have Hillary Clinton saying that whites just need to stay quiet and listen to the blacks. Well, to me, that's racial division right there. I don't see anything superior in terms of race between the two. I look at race as, well, anybody that has intelligence, as the human race. Wouldn't you think that makes the most sense? Wouldn't you think? So we only, not only are we dealing with radical Islamic terrorism, we're now dealing with domestic terrorism. And that's exactly what Black Lives Matter is. They're a domestic terrorist group. You're never going to hear the president say that. In fact, the president can't even say radical Islam. He won't even muster those words. I mean, think about it. We have cops that are targeting whites. We have cops that are targets. We have whites that are targets. We have Trump supporters that are targets. And it makes you wonder, what are things going to look like at the Republican National Convention this week in Cleveland? I mean, we should be concerned. How important is this election? Really is the question at this point. With what you're seeing on the streets of America, friends, you cannot not vote for Donald Trump. To say that you're voting for Hillary Clinton is such a travesty. It is so scary that you can believe that this woman has the internal fortitude to lead this country, to lead the world. This woman is a crook. This woman is a tyrant. This woman, which goes back years and years and years and years of tyranny. I mean, we've had Secret Service people come out. We've had women that Bill's been a serial rapist with come out and say how Hillary destroyed them because the marriage between Bill and Hillary is for political convenience. Let's ask Vince Foster's family and many that have just died mysteriously that were tied to the Clintons. How about Dick Morris, who not only helped Bill Clinton get elected the first time, also the second time, what he said? Is everybody wrong? Is everybody just against them? No, friends. Their fruits have been very clear. So if you think Obama has been a radical, which he has been, you've seen nothing yet. But here we have the France issue. We have a terrorist attack in France, the Nice attack. And then we have Turkey in its uproar. And you know what we hear from this president? We hear the same stupidities. That's right, Jerry. I know you're back on, but I'm not going to take you. You know why? Because you got your 15 minutes of fame. Sorry. I don't like people that are, well, I'll be honest with you, dumb. Okay? With all due respect. You bring no substance to the conversation. Unless you're going to apologize to me and apologize to America and apologize to the many Caucasians that you slandered with your thinking. Let's hear this president. Let's hear this president talk about what we've been dealing with in the last few days. Mike, if we can run that clip.
By working with partners around the world, including Muslim communities, to push back against hateful ideologies that twist and distort Islam, a religion that teaches peace and justice and compassion.
Oh, yeah, peace, yeah.
We will defeat these ideologies by offering a better vision of development and economic progress. So people, especially young people, have more hope and opportunity and are less susceptible to extremism and violence in the first place.
Yeah,
and we will continue to promote political opportunity and democracy so citizens have a say in their future.
Yeah. That's the president. Can't say radical Islam. In fact, he goes out of his way to say that he needs to push back against the hateful ideology that twists and distorts, and he doesn't say Islam, he says it like this. He says it like, well, like he's one. Islam. I mean, you hear him? Islam. Sorry, are we going to play games? Are we going to play Monopoly tonight? Or are we going to finally start speaking the truth here? You want to take your country back? Do you want your country back? Do you want your country back? Then it's time to stop playing games. It's time to stop mincing words and call it as it is. It is not a religion of peace. It is not a religion of justice and compassion. Ask the Kim Kardashian of the Middle East that was just strangled to death by her brother as an honor killing because she had the audacity to actually post pictures of herself in a bikini. But that's the Hillary Clinton you want as president because she's so damn concerned about women's rights. How about the women that have to wear burqas and can't drive and can't walk into public without a relative? How about those women, Hillary? Oh, they're okay because you kept getting your palms greased by Saudi Arabia. And we're going to talk a lot about Saudi Arabia in the third hour because the report finally came out. And it's everything I always suspected, that they're just evil demons. What do you want me to say? Are we going to mince words? Are we going to play Monopoly? Are we going to keep playing Yahtzee? Or are we going to say what we need to say? This president is an idiot. That's for you, Jerry, with a capital I. He has proven to be no Christian. He has proven to continue to throw Christianity under the bus. Like when he was at the prayer breakfast, he has no problem saying Christians. He has no problem saying about the Crusades and Christians. Oh, that comes out. I mean, that just comes out like chiffon, baby. But he'll say nothing about Islam. Nothing. Because, God forbid, it is the religion that teaches peace and justice and compassion. And everybody else is just distorting it. Insane. Let's go to our busy calls. We have got Phil in Las Vegas up next. Phil, appreciate you holding on for so long. What's on your mind?
Now, how you doing, Steve? Well, I had a comment for Jerry. You know, if he thinks Black Lives Matter is anything but a terrorist group, you know, these people here, and I'm not talking about all black people because all black people, too many black people are very good people. I've worked with them. I've been friends with black people all my lives. But this particular group of black people wants black privilege. They want to go out and rape and rob and pillage and deal their drugs while they collect their welfare checks during the day. They want to get up at 4:30 in the afternoon and go stand on a street corner and poison the American youth. And they want to be able to get away with it. They don't want anybody to be able to say, you can't do this and you can't do that. They want to do whatever they want to do, including kill cops. You know, back in the 60s, I heard him bring that point up. Back in the 60s, the Black Panthers had a movement that started just like this. And what did they do? They killed cops. They robbed armored cars. They kidnapped white liberal women for ransom. if you remember the Patty Hearst story.
Sure, of course, of course.
Of course. Well, this is what they want to do today. So what do you think these white liberal people are going to be subject to in the near future if they keep supporting this movement? They think they're going to be protected or gain sympathy from these Black Lives Matter people? No, they're going to become the victims of them. Now, that's that segment of it. Then that, you had that 14-year-old kid. Well, mm-hmm. if he really believes in white privilege and he's so appalled by it, why doesn't he tell his mommy and his daddy to sell their house that's behind a guarded community gate, move into a ghetto area or a low-income area, quit their jobs, give away their fortunes, and go work at Walmart with the rest of the people who are not privileged? And
oh, exactly.
Privilege
great point.
Is.
You know who the little kid reminds me of? He reminds me of the meathead of the 21st century. And you probably remember this like I do, Phil, All in the Family. You know, Mike Stivic, the guy that the do-gooder liberal guy, you know. Everything was a problem.
His father was dime.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
We joke and we laugh, but I think, Phil, and I know you'll agree with me, it's enough to make a grown man cry. What we're seeing can make a grown man cry. Phil, I'll give you the last word because I'm up on break.
All right. Well, the last thing I wanted to close with is the psychologist. You know why a psychologist will never see a proctologist?
Why is that?
Because they don't want to be diagnosed with brain damage.
On that note, I'll leave it there. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Have a good one, buddy.
All right. Be blessed. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the conversation. That was classic. Look, it's, you know, like Phil and I just discussed, friends. We laugh because if we aren't laughing, we'd be crying. Because it's not a laughing matter when we look at what's going on. Phil's right. This little privileged kid can go on and, you know, rant on his little poem, but is he giving his PlayStation away? How about mommy and daddy getting rid of the BMW and doing a domestic car? See, it's easy to be a liberal when you deal with other people's money and you don't have to lose the discomfort of your own life. That's what liberalism really is. Don't take away my discomfort. Let's make sure everybody else is uncomfortable, but don't mess with mine. I'm a do-gooder. I'm meathead of the 21st century. I'm going to basically just cry social justice. And friends, that worked in the early 1960s, but it sure as hell can't work today. We've got a black president, for God's sakes. I'll let you marinate on that one as we go to break. And when we come back, I promise you, I'm going straight back to the calls. Hang out.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and if you're like me, it comes midday, my energy level's at an all-time low, I'm getting ready to crash, so I tend to go to the cup of coffee or the energy drink that's sold at the store that we all know isn't good for us. Well, some friends of mine just reintroduced me into Youngevity. In fact, it's something called Pollen Burst Plus, and I'm talking about an energy drink that doesn't make you crash. In fact, it's healthy for you. It's got something called the New Zealand Black Currant, which is a natural antioxidant that gives you bursts of energy that lasts for hours, no crashing. This stuff increases my energy, it helps with the anti-aging process, and it even curbs the appetite. I've got representatives standing by now to give you a free report and lecture from Dr. Joel Wallach called Dead Recipe. I think the title speaks for itself. Call now, 877-936-2662. That's 877-936-2662. Get that free lecture and get questions answered for your own health issue regarding longevity and how it could possibly benefit you. 877-936-2662.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Now, it's more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Let's go ahead and go back to our busy calls here. We've got Ron in North Carolina. Ron, welcome to the program.
Ron in North Carolina.
Thank you, Steve.
You're going to have to turn your radio down just a bit.
Okay. Thank you, Steve, for having me on your show tonight.
Absolutely.
Okay. What I wanted to say is that I graduated the police academy about 15 years ago, and I don't know. To tell you the truth, I don't know what's going on. I know God is talking to me. There's some things I went through personally in my own life. But see, this is not a United States problem. This is a worldwide problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at what's done in America, Anton Levy discovered the Church of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the blueprints of Washington, D.C., the five-pointed pentagram star is in Washington, D.C. The Church of Satan was discovered in America. All this stuff that's happening now is an experiment gone wrong. Somebody has tried to destroy the people of Jesus Christ. And this Antichrist sentiment or spirit is in the world now. Now, in Imam, I think Moab or Edom and Israel, the Antichrist would never be able to take that over, because why would he have to invade Israel if he owned it?
No, you're right, and I agree with what you're saying. And basically, I'll say this, and I'm up on break. It's a short segment. I appreciate your thoughts. Thanks for weighing in. What I'll just couple with that, because we are coming up on break, is yes, Satan is on the loose. Yes, I believe America is under what we call Luciferianism. If you don't know what Luciferianism is, read it. Hillary's one of them. Oh, why, Steve? Why do you say that? Well, she subscribes to Saul Alinsky. She worked for Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky was her mentor. She wrote letters to Saul Alinsky. Oh, you don't know who Saul Alinsky is? He's the author of a book called Rules for Radicals. And in the, well, the opening pages of the book, he dedicates the book to someone. Oh, you didn't know that? Let me inform you. He dedicated the book to the first known rebel that rebelled, Lucifer. Oh, really? Go research, friends. That's who you want as the president of the United States, Jerry, Carl, a Luciferian. So when Carl, the psychologist, has the nerve to say, well, Donald Trump is a... Hillary Clinton's a Luciferian. Because if you subscribe to an ideology that is knee-deep in satanic beliefs, then you, my friend, are also a believer in an occult, an occultic realm. So Ron is absolutely correct when we see this. Ron is absolutely correct that a Luciferian system has been placed in our government, a.k.a. the New World Order. Friends, it just is what it is. But that should not excuse us from doing something about it. That should not keep us silent. That should not allow us to sit back and say, well, we know it was Satan and we know it's Lucifer, so therefore there's nothing we can do. No, I'm not one of those Christians. I'm not a Christian that sits in the corner and waits for the rapture. I'm a Christian that pulls out my sword. How about you? 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. I'll get to the other calls when we come back from this short break, so hang out with us. This half hour being brought to you by our friends over at the Royal Metals Group. Friends, I told you, silver is now at over $20 an ounce. J.P. Morgan knows that because they bought another 50 million ounces of it between 2012 and 2015. 50 million. You see, big banks, Wall Street, they know the truth. They just don't want you to know the truth. That's why Mark Faber, even Peter Schiff, who I'll be on the phone with this week, one of his people that owns a precious metals company, are discussing the economic uncertainties that are happening to you. I've got a free DVD, and I want you to read, I want you to view this, because it's going to change your life. I have a free DVD of former Federal Reserve President Richard Fisher blowing the lid off of what the insiders were doing in 2008 to destroy the stock market and how they're doing that right now in 2016. This DVD is limited, so call 888-772-2929. Find out how precious metals play an overall criterion in the world markets and how Wall Street banks don't want you to play because they want you to be broke and poor. 888-772-2929. 888-772-2929. Get that DVD now because it's limited quantities. We'll be back.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez. Call him now at 1-877-49-STEVE.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up, the stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is, when? I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. Don't forget Facebook and Twitter. You can go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website, and you can quickly be part of our social media platform. Go ahead and check that out, the SteveSanchezShow.com. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. We've been talking about, well, the chaos, not only here domestically, with the terrorist group Black Lives Matter, but with the radical Islamic terrorists that continue to perpetrate evil all around the world. You know, we've got the attack again in France. And you know what? MSNBC such a liberal meathead of a network, comes out and labels the NICE terror attack as a truck crash. That's what we're dealing with. But you know what? We've just got to have Hillary Clinton. We just got to have more of this, so let's just bring Hillary Clinton in there. God forbid we basically say this was radical Islam that did that. No, we'll call it a truck crash. Now, most people may already know that Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, has been chosen as Donald Trump's running mate. I'm happy with the choice. I think he makes a good addition to the ticket. But, you know, a lot of people are disappointed because they're like, hey, we wanted Newt Gingrich. I really believe Newt Gingrich is going to be offered the Secretary of State position. I think he'd do a really good job in that, in my humble opinion. But, you know, I was reading some things on Newt, and Newt the other day came out, and I believe and I agree, and I'm going to ask you, friends, do you agree with this? Newt Gingrich said this, and I quote, "Any Muslim who wants Sharia law should be deported." I agree with that. I don't see there's anything wrong with that. Do you? It would be like basically saying any Christian that came out and said their wife cannot work, their wife has to be barefoot and pregnant, and can't vote, they should be deported too. How about that? So I'll keep it equal for all my liberal listeners right now that are trying to do gotcha on me, because I know they're out there. I could feel it. Do you agree with Newt Gingrich? Any Muslim that wants Sharia law in America, shouldn't they be deported? I think absolutely. Because Sharia law is oppressive. But yet Hillary Clinton is a champion for the people. Hillary Clinton is a champion for women, even though many Muslims in America subscribe and secretly want Sharia law. What do you think, friends? 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh in on the program. Let's go right back to our calls. Let's go to Carlos in Salt Lake City, listening on our Big Talker, KUTR. Carlos, welcome to the program.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for having me on your show, and God bless you and your family, and I continue to keep you all in prayer.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to bring up something. You had mentioned Arabia, and I know you haven't gotten to it yet, but you can actually find this, even though it's not taught anymore in history, and in the 70s they left it out during the black history, which I, you know, took in school also during the 70s. But the elitist black Africans were the first people to sell black slaves, and they sold them to Arabians first. And then later they started selling them to white Europeans. But that's always left out, that black people sold black slaves to other ethnicities. And that's always left out of the history, and it's easy to find it. You know,
well, you're really absolutely true. Right. You're absolutely right. You're correct in what you're saying. And what happens is history is selective today, especially.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to hear that. And my gosh, you don't even hear about United States history anymore. If anybody dares to say Christopher Columbus, everybody flips out and thinks that Native Americans are being disparaged in some capacity. So, you know, this political correctness, Carlos, has gotten me ill. It's ridiculous. It's destroying the country. And if we get Hillary Clinton, it's going to get worse. I mean, my gosh, think about that.
Yeah. And, you know, here's a word for all those feminists out there that started the ball rolling on all the craziness we're going through. Originally, they started a lot of this craziness where you have all these gender confusion and everything. But if Sharia law was to come to America, whether they like it or not, they're going to come after the feminists also, not just Christians. The feminist women will be put down also. They'll lose every little right they think they have these days.
You're absolutely right. But what happens, and you know this, Carlos, is feminists have decided to block off any sense of reality. They don't want a truth.
Yep.
They don't want reality discussed with them. They want the fantasy of this this utopia that just can't exist. Well, it can exist if people start looking to the Lord, but, you know, people don't want to do that. They don't want God in their life anymore.
Right.
And when you remove God, look at the chaos that runs the streets of America, and really the rest of the world for that matter. Great call, Carlos. Great call. I appreciate you weighing in. Thanks for the call. Blessings to you and your family. Let's go over to William in Riverside, California. William, you're up next. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
How are you?
Good.
Okay. Yeah, okay. The program is kind of confusing from all the different aspects that you guys are coming from. One, Black Lives Matter, it doesn't mean, it's not a hate group.
Okay.
Let's get that part understood first.
Are you a member?
What it is.
Does your membership card say it isn't?
No, but what it is if you have everyone who is, first of all, you have the media, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the media plays a part in it. Because when you look at it and you say, okay, well, once again, here goes another case where something happened and CNN is there or the news is there. Okay, now, it may have happened in New Orleans or it may have happened in Minnesota or whatever state it may be.
Okay. Which, by the way, he had a gun on his lap, but, you know, hey, his girlfriend lied, but that's okay. But, yeah, I understand.
Okay, that's fine then. But at the same time, when you have the media playing and they're putting it in your face, definitely yesterday I was in Anaheim. Okay, I saw a white guy getting beat up by the police.
Right.
Did it make it to CNN? Okay, if you see...
Because they want a race war. William, they want a race war.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that when other people, as far as mediating and saying that, these people here are their own welfare, or they don't want to work, or they don't want this, or they don't want that. But at the same time, it's like if you saw a group of people who look like you getting beat up by police officers over and over and over again on CNN.
Well, let me ask you a question. I get what you're saying. I know your talking points. They've been played out so much, so I get it. Let's really break it down and let's discuss it. Okay, I'm Hispanic. Would you have a problem if I went out and said Mexican Lives Matter?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you have a problem if a white person said White Lives Matter? Would you have a problem with white entertainment television versus black entertainment television?
Let me put it like this here.
No, it's just a question. It's just there is no. Hold on. It's just a question. No. It doesn't depend on anything. Do you know who the hip hop rapper Kevin Gates is?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, the hip hop rapper Kevin Gates was just interviewed. He's got tattoos and teardrops. He's been in a lot of trouble, but he's very successful. And he said himself, Black Lives Matter is a hate group. And there should be no BET. There should be none of this because all lives matter. Do you agree or disagree? Or is he wrong? Or is he somehow privileged? Which he was a gangbanger and from the streets and poor.
I would say kind of wrong because the simple fact of it is,
but he was poor.
He may be.
And he grew up in the projects. Why is it different? But he's successful because he doesn't look at his color that determines his failure or success. What's the matter with you? Don't you get it? Did Martin Luther King die for no reason? Let me ask you a question. Let's be serious, William. Answer my questions. You have an opportunity. You have an opportunity right now to literally answer the questions. Did Martin Luther King Jr. die for no reason? For basically people to go and riot for no reason? No one tells people to have sex out of marriage. No one tells them not to get their lazy asses out of bed and go to school when their mom is telling them to go to school. How about that?
Wait.
How about that? No one's telling blacks to kill other blacks.
What about the Pope?
I don't give a crap about the Pope.
So if a black officer was killing, if it was black officers killing white people,
they do at a bigger rate. But they do at a bigger rate. But it's not important. You know why? Because you're a fool, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm sorry. Because you are going to be the first one that takes the number of the beast. You're playing into their trick. The media is evil. They want you to believe that there's a race war. But the truth of the matter is they're going to give you one because you're believing the lie. You're believing the lie.
I don't believe in the race.
You do because you said Black Lives Matter. Hold on, William. You said Black Lives Matter. William. You said Black Lives Matter. William, are you gonna? No, that's not what you said. You said Black Lives Matter is not. Are you gonna talk? Or are you gonna let me talk? It's my show. Let me talk.
Go ahead.
You said Black Lives Matter is not a hate group.
Yeah.
So when they're on the street saying "burn the pig, kill the cop, fry him up like bacon," what is that to you?
Well, Have you seen?
You won't answer the question. You're like Al Sharpton. You won't answer the question.
No. Have you seen the Holocaust in Black
I'm not talking about the Holocaust. I'm talking about right now. You said Black Lives Matter is not a hate group. And I said, then what do you call a group that goes on the streets saying kill Whitey, kill Cracker, kill the pigs, burn them up, and fry them like bacon? What the hell is that then?
Was Rodney King's beating justified?
I said, what the hell is it? Answer my question.
It's not a hate group.
Goodbye. Goodbye, William. See you when you get the number of the beast. Goodbye. You're a thug in your thinking. Sorry, William. I can't help you. You are a race baiter. You are a divider. That's why you elected and reelected Obama. That's why you have no problem with Loretta Lynch not prosecuting Hillary. That's why you can't answer the question, and all America's hearing you. You should be ashamed of yourself, because if a white person, a Mexican person, was on the streets basically saying, kill them, burn them up, fry them like bacon, you'd be pretty pissed off. And by the way, I throw Mexicans under the bus too. Because when they come illegally and wave the red, white, and green and say, kill Whitey, and they say all the other ridiculousness, I throw them under the bus too. I am an equal opportunity under the bus thrower. William, I feel sorry for you. Martin Luther King Jr. is rolling in his grave. This is 2016, not 1963. I'll be back.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up, the stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is, when? I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
No sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya here. It's more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back. Now, I've got a bunch of calls on hold, and I never, ever do this because I have a lot of people waiting to talk to me. But William is back. And William, the only reason I'm going to put you back on is to give you an opportunity to set the record straight because you sounded like a fool. And you're defending terrorism, domestic terrorism. Everybody knows that, believes that, that has common sense. Now, for you to make comments that I'm a bad radio show host, why are you on the air? Why are you listening to my show? So I'm going to give you an opportunity. So, go.
Okay. The reason why we have the problem that we have is because nobody is willing to listen to both sides. If you feel like you're right, and if I'm saying something that you don't like or agree with, that doesn't mean that you just shut off something because you don't like or agree with it.
You think I'm a racist, don't you?
No, I'm not saying that you are racist.
You know, can I tell you something? Can I just tell you something? My best friend is black.
And my best friend is white.
Then how can you, with a straight face, literally say that Black Lives Matter, based on what they do, based on their actions, are not a hate group? How can you? You sound like a smart guy. How can you buy into the lie, William? You're too smart for that.
Okay. If I were to say that by the Klan being considered to be a Christian group,
they're not a Christian group.
All white people, well, they consider themselves to be a Christian group.
Well, they can consider all they want. They're a hate group.
Okay. And people who do things, and you link it to Black Lives Matter, that doesn't mean that everybody who's part of Black Lives Matter are going out shooting people. You have a selected.
You can't get a little bit pregnant, buddy. You can't get a little bit pregnant. And I'll be honest with you. Sorry, I'm sure your parents raised you right. They raised me right. You're guilty by association. If you're going to associate with a bunch of people that are screaming these obscenities, you're guilty. And I will call you black, white, green, purple, the truth. I don't see race. I see the human race. Everybody knows my fruits. They know me. But I get infuriated when people want to throw white people under the bus when these people that are walking the streets of America today had nothing to do with slavery. They had nothing to do with the civil rights movement. And these people calling for equality, we've got a black president, for God's sakes. Do you see the irony in that?
My father,
My father worked for LAPD for 35 years and retired from LAPD for 35 years. Yeah. I have an uncle who retired from the New York Police Department. Okay.
So then what happened to you?
Right here. There's nothing wrong with me. I served in the military myself.
And I appreciate your service. And listen, and William, I appreciate your service. I do. It's men and women like you that I appreciate that allow me to get on the microphone. William, you and I are probably not that different. But, sir, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm up on break. Trust when I tell you. You would want to be in the trenches with me if there's a war. Because I will tell you, I don't see skin color. And what Black Lives Matter are doing, sir, is a travesty to Black Americans. It's wrong. It's not right. It will never be right. And if whites were doing it, I'd be on them. And I talk about rogue cops on this show all the time. I talk about Mexicans coming across the border, burning the flag you defended, sir. So I am equal in my assertions of people. I am balanced. I am what the Bible says, rolls in balanced scales. William, I got a break. I got a bail. But look, you and I are just going to disagree. I don't think you're a bad person. You may think I'm a bad person. William, you're just wrong. You better go do some research, because it's unfortunate that in society today, when we have Black entertainers, sports stars, men and women of industry, a Black president, that a few, a handful, are literally turning back all the progress that we've made. That's the travesty. I got a bail. Thank you. God bless. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh in on the conversation. Friends, this is contentious. Lives and skin color are being discussed tonight. I guess I just respect every crayon in the color box. And when someone's doing something wrong, I'm going to call it out. Now, I don't care if you're black or white or blue or purple. And if you look at my 25 years in business, the last decade of me being in talk radio and in media, I'm pretty consistent. Very consistent. All right. I got a break. Top of the hour. News is next. You definitely want to hang out for hour number 3. We'll continue. We'll go back to the calls when we get back. Everybody hang out. We'll be back.
It's 2015, and you've probably got a lot of goals and a lot of plans. But with this Obamacare hanging over everybody's head, you need to make sure you know what you're doing and how you're doing it. This is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about Obamacare, its effects, and government intervention, and I've got a solution for you. In fact, my friends at the Davis Miles Law Group have a solution for you. Founding partner and attorney Greg Miles has authored a book called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. Look, you need that book, and we're giving it to you, the Steve Sanchez Show listener, for free. Simply call 877-307-8383. That's 877-307-8383 for the free book, The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. With Obamacare hanging over your head, you need to make the right decisions for your family, your business, and your future. 877-307-8383. 877-307-8383.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.